Shalom Aleichem, everybody. A lot of Parshas Chayesara deals with the mission of Eliezer, Avraham's trusted servant, to find a spouse for Yitzchak. From the second Aliyah to the sixth Aliyah, we hear all about Avraham's instructions to Eliezer, and we hear about Eliezer's journey back to Avraham's homeland and everything that he encountered there. We hear about meeting Rivka, meeting her parents, and bringing her back to Yitzchak in Eretz Canaan. And then at the very end of the entire episode, the very last pasuk of the entire story, we finally hear of the success of the mission. Perek of Dalid, pasuk Chsamach Zayin, Vayivieha Yitzchak Ha'ohela Sara Imo, Vayikaches Rivka Vatehilo Leisha, Vayehaveha, Vayinachem Yitzchak Acharei Imo. Yitzchak brought Rivka into the tent of his mother Sarah, and he took in Rivka as his wife, and Yitzchak loved her, and he was comforted after his mother. It's a very beautiful moment. The match is successful. There is love and there is hope for Bnei Yisrael for the next generation and beyond. Unkelis, the great translator and Parshan Unkelis, who lived in the days of the Mishnah, translates and explains this pasuk very interestingly. He says, Va'a'ala Yitzchak lemashkena v'chaza v'hataknin uvdaha k'uvdei sara ime, etc. And Yitzchak brought Rivka to the tent, to Sarah's tent. And Yitzchak saw, and behold, her actions were right, just as the actions of Sarah, his mother, etc. Why did Unkelis add these words to his translation and his explanation of the pasuk? The pasuk just says, Yitzchak brought Rivka into the tent of his mother, Sarah. Why does Unkelis add the fact that Yitzchak saw and her actions were right, just as the actions of Sarah, his mother? What does that add to our understanding of the Torah? This question is asked by the Griz, Hagon Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, who died in 1959, one of the greatest minds in Talmidei Chachamim of the 20th century. It's found in the Sefer Chidushei HaGriz Al HaTorah on our Parsha, and he says there the following powerful idea. In the Pasuk, right before our Pasuk, in Perek Chavdalet Pasuk Samach Vav, the Torah says, Vayesaper ha'eved liYitzchak eis kol hadvarim asher asah. The Torah says that before Yitzchak took Rivka into his mother's tent, Eliezer told Yitzchak everything that happened to him on his whole journey. What things did he tell him specifically? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says, Gila lo nisim shena asulo. Eliezer told Yitzchak about all of the miracles that happened to him. Rashi says in Perek Chavdalid Pasuk Membeis, based on the Gemara and Masechah Sanhedrin, that Eliezer traveled miraculously fast, traveling a distance of many days in only one day. That's one of the miracles that Eliezer told Yitzchak. And Rashi says that Eliezer told him what happened in Perek Chavdalid Pasuk Tesvav immediately after Eliezer davened to Hashem to be successful in his journey. Immediately after that, miraculously, he met Rivka. And Rashi doesn't say this here, but in Perek Chavdalet Pasuk Nunhei, Rashi quotes the Medrash, which says that Rivka's father, Besuel, tried to stop the whole union from happening, and an angel came and killed Besuel. That too was a miracle. And in Perek Chavdalet Pasuk Yud Zayin, Rashi says that Eliezer saw the waters in the well rise up miraculously when Rivka came to it. So we have so many miracles, and even though Rashi only mentions a couple here, we can assume that Eliezer spoke about all of them to Yitzchak before Yitzchak brought Rivka into the tent. The miraculously quick journey, the miraculously quick arrival of Rivka, the miraculous disappearance of Besuel, the miraculously rising waters. Yitzchak heard all of these miracles, and one would think that that's all that Yitzchak had to hear. This union between himself and Rivka is clearly perfect. Look at all the miracles in the story. But the Griz Hagon Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik says that that's what Unkelis is teaching us. After all of the miracles that happened, and after all of the miracles that Yitzchak heard about, what was it that made Yitzchak fall in love with Rivka? What was it that Yitzchak was looking for? Exactly what Unkelis says. V'chaza v'hatakni nuvdaha ke'uvdei Sarah imei, etc. Yitzchak saw that her actions were right, just as the actions of Sarah, his mother. When he saw how Rivka acted, when he saw her midos, when he saw her character, then and only then do we hear v'yikach es Rivka v'atehi lo le'isha. Only then do we hear that Yitzchak takes in Rivka as a wife. When searching for a spouse, forget the miracles. The true miracle is finding someone who has the proper actions, finding someone with the proper midos. That's what Yitzchak was waiting for, and so should we. Have an amazing day, everyone.